Blog Talk Radio.
God.
a mighty God we serve. And sometimes we don't think about that. But we serve a mighty God. You know, one of the sins that the children of Israel did is when they decided they didn't get their flesh needs the way they wanted to, they would go out and worship other gods. They didn't get rid of Jehovah. They just mixed him all in with all the others. And he didn't care for that too well. And always got them in serious trouble with him. In fact, they were having a war one time, and the Ark of the Covenant was captured by the Philistines. Crazy people. They never did know how to stay home. And so they put it in Dagon's temple. And so they came in, and Dagon had his arms and his head chopped off and all kinds of stuff that he actually did deserve. And then the people, you know, they wouldn't, some of them got sick and died. And the ones that stayed alive, they got hemorrhoids. Isn't that fun? Hemorrhoids. You think God was sending them a message? I think so. Hemorrhoids. Do you know, is there anybody who doesn't know what hemorrhoids are? Because if you don't, I'm not going to explain it to them today. I'm not going to explain that to you. You have to look it up. I'm not explaining hemorrhoids on Sunday morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it's nothing comfortable about them, nothing enjoyable, nothing pleasant. You would not have a good time at all. Amen? And so God decided that was the affliction that he would give them for their behavior. I would hate for the Lord to have to deal with us that way when we get out of line. Mm-hmm. Okay, Equinette. I would hate for him to have to deal with us that way. And everybody ought to feel that way today. Amen? That is not a good thing at all. Some of us act like God will never do anything when we get out of line. We can just say what we want, do what we want, live any way we want, and we aren't going to, nothing bad is ever going to happen. But, you know, God doesn't have spoiled breath. He corrects. We know that, don't we? He corrects his children, and because we're supposed to reflect him. And when we get out of line, he doesn't mind helping us get back in line. Amen? Amen. I remember I saw this beautiful illustration one day. I was standing someplace right here in our city, and across from where I was standing used to be a very wonderful ice cream and burger shop when I was little. But we aren't going to talk about the milkshakes. They had real thick milkshakes. Amen. And anyway, all right, praise the Lord. And so, let's get back to the ducks on the other side of the street. Let's get off of that. And so anyway, there was this mother duck, you know, and she had all of her little ducklings in a row behind her. I know there were seven of them. But, you know, the last one wanted to show out. He wanted to be the show dog. And so she turned her neck and went, wah, wah. And I went, my goodness. And all of a sudden, he stopped showing his you-know-what in the middle of the street. And he got in line behind all the other ones and walked right. They walked in a perfect line. Nobody drew a line on the sidewalk for them and say, see, follow this. No, they were in a perfect line right behind her. And they followed her across the street into the pond. I said, Lord, you have to do that with us sometimes, don't you? And he did. That's what he does. He gets on our case when we get out of line. You see, because when we get out of line, we open up possibilities for Satan to attack us. And God doesn't want us attacked. We step into the danger zone. And it's important when he brings correction for you to acknowledge it and do what he says to correct it immediately. Why? Because you step into the danger zone. Amen?
Amen.
So when God tries to help us back into the right way, we should thank him for it. We should thank him. Because the enemy is right there waiting to take advantage of whatever it is we've done wrong. Sometimes unknowingly, sometimes deliberately. Amen? So, I want to thank the Lord for all the corrections he's been bringing to us, because it's helped us to focus and to pull our attention away from the things of this life and to the things that God wants us to know. You see, we're moving pretty swiftly toward the end. And we can't afford to get out of line now, because there's some terrible things that are coming on the earth. And we don't want to be in the danger zone. Before we were connected with you, amen, we were talking about the fact that Jacksonville really is a military installation. And we would be very vulnerable if there was a war to break out here. Well, you see, what you do and the decisions you make make a difference. They make a difference in whether or not you're in safety or in the danger zone. You see, danger is all around, but God protects us. Amen? So we need to remember to stay out of the danger zone. We have an adversary who is bent on our destruction. And his time is short, and he knows it. And so he's pulling out all the stops to hurt us. So we must remember to stay out of the danger zone. When someone in your family gets on your nerves, remember to stay out of strife. That's a danger zone. That's a danger zone. Stay out of strife. Stay out of arguing. God's been trying to get us to walk in peace. Why? Because peace is not in the danger zone. He wants us to walk in prosperity. Why? Because prosperity is not in the danger zone. He wants us to have abundant joy. Why? Because it gives us strength to stay out of the danger zone. So, as we continue on our journey with the Lord, we need to remember, we need to make a conscious effort to stay out of the danger zone. Amen? Amen. Amen. Stay out of the danger zone. Now, what other danger zones are? Murmuring and complaining. That's a danger zone. Allowing the enemy to drag you back into depression after the Lord has delivered you. That's a danger zone. Not maintaining your deliverance. That's the danger zone. Not being careful to heed the Holy Spirit. That's the danger zone. Walking in fear, that's a danger zone. Doubt and unbelief, that's a danger zone. You see, it's bad when you step off into the danger zone. I was watching a construction show, and they were on this rickety old building they were trying to fix up. And so the workers were on the roof. And, of course, you know, parts of the roof had been rotted from water damage, and others because ants had gotten in and made it their home. Carpenter ants, as I recall. And so he went to step in one direction to try to move something on the roof, and he almost fell completely through it. The other guy had to pull him out. Well, sometimes life is like that. We're walking on a precarious ground, and we're trying to walk gently. But before you know it, we hit a spot, and we fall into the danger zone. Well, guess what? If we learn to lean on the Lord, it'll be a lot easier to stay out of the danger zone. When we try to depend on self, we get ourselves in trouble. So, today, I'm encouraging everyone to stay out of the danger zone. Amen? Amen? You see, the enemy is tricky and sneaky. And he's trying, you know, there's no point in him messing around with people that have already gone into apostasy. People that have already backslid and left Jesus and they don't care. No, he's coming after the Christians that are still true to Jesus. Your prime target. So, stay out of the danger zone. Amen? It's not good to be there. Your foot could slip, just like that man did on the roof. And the whole roof opened up, this humongous hole suddenly came out of nowhere. And he started to go down through the hole. And the other guy on the roof had to grab him by the collar and yank him back. So I'm going to say to you again, stay out of the danger zone. You know, sometimes God speaks to us and tells us stuff, and we're so busy doing what we're doing, we go, yeah, Lord, okay, blah, 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 and we go right on. And we don't pay attention to what God is saying to us. But it's his warning to keep us out of the danger zone. Don't get so caught up in other things. I bind that pain in her hip right now in the name of Jesus. I take authority, dominion, and power over the spirit of fear, and I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, you need to repent of being in fear. Yes, ma'am. That's what you need to do. You need to repent of being in fear, and you need to take a deep breath and cough that out right now. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough right now. Deep breath and cough. Come on out. All of that hip pain, come on out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Come on out. Either you're going to trust Jesus or you're not. Make up your mind. Father, we forgive her for walking in fear in Jesus' name. Amen. I command all of that fear to be gone into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment, and the hip pain and the inflammation in Jesus' name. Father, release your healing so she can enjoy the service and actually learn something. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The blood of Jesus. So, Father, we want to thank you today. We're going to repent of our sins here in a minute, now that we dealt with the hip pain. Amen. Now, Stacy, when we get out of church, you need to spend some time worshiping the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, he says, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So you need to stand on the word. Amen. And ask your hip to forgive you for allowing the enemy to attack it. Amen? Praise God. That hip is part of the temple of the Holy Ghost. Shakira's laughing. Okay, anyway. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for warning us about the danger zone. Thank you for coming to our rescue. Thank you for keeping us safe in these dangerous times. Lord, we know that even more severe dangerous times are right at our doorstep, walking across the threshold. And we ask you, Father, to keep your people. Your people have been lifting prayers to you, calling on you, seeking your face, doing what they felt led to do of your spirit. Thank you, Lord, for shutting the open door. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Now, Father, each of us is going to repent of whatever we need to repent of, and then we're going to celebrate what Jesus Christ has done. You said, Lord Jesus, to do this in remembrance of you. To do this in remembrance of you. We gladly oblige you, Lord. It is a privilege, honor, and a blessing to celebrate your death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. Now, you may begin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Partake of the cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. We want to thank you, Lord, that we are not condemned with the world. Thank you. Thank you. You see, we say thank you, but when we see the judgment, thank you is going to be a lot more significant to us. Amen? It's going to be quite serious, quite serious. You know, there are a lot of people that are Christians that are still on the wrong side of the track where some things are concerned. They're still following their traditions. Some of them don't want to know the truth about what's going on in our world. They just want to keep on doing what they've been doing. But you see, you cannot be associated with and affiliated with groups, we'll call it that, groups that are opposed to Jesus Christ. That doesn't work, because two can't walk together lest they be agreed. So you can't be all tied in with groups, and I'm going to call them that, groups that have a plan and an agenda and a motive that is against Jesus Christ. So I'm saying that so that we can think about what we are doing. Amen?
Amen?
We can think about what we're doing. Sometimes we do things without thinking about what we're doing. That's the problem. We don't really take it before the Lord and say, Lord, is this something you would have me to do? And wait for his answer. We just say, oh, sure. You know, it comes in the mail, make your donation to, and we just roll with it out of habit or out of whatever. Our family used to do this, so we'll just write them a check and fly right on down the street with it. But you haven't stopped and discussed that with Jesus. You see, every penny that you have, and if you don't have pennies in the country you're in, whatever your currency is, it belongs to God. It's not just yours. You're a steward over it. That's his money you're spending. Just like Congress is spending our money, we are spending God's money. And he needs to be pleased with how we spend it. He needs to be pleased with where we place it. So we can't, just because it came in the mail, and it's a sob story to go, you know how it is. Oh, this has happened to this one. I mean, it's a story. It's a long story. That doesn't mean that that's what he wants us to do. And you say, but this ought to take place. This ought, somebody ought to help these people. Yes, but did he designate you to do it? Uh-huh, we didn't think about that. Did he designate you to do that? There may be other people that he designated to do that, but you might not be one of them. Amen. So now, as you're opening the mail and answering all those emails, and up there on Facebook and everybody else's book, you have to consider that you belong to God. And everything that you have and everything that's about your life belongs to him. Amen? Amen. So let us remember that as we go on with the Lord. Let us remember that we belong to him. Praise God. Wholeness, soundness, health, well-being in body, mind, soul, and spirit. A sense of contentment and harmony. Father, thank you for your grace, which enabled us to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. With your help, we will continue to walk in him. We desire to be rooted and built up in him and established in the faith with thanksgiving as we have been taught. Father, fill us with knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. We long to walk worthy of you, Lord, fully pleasing unto you and fruitful in every good work. Lord, we need to increase in our knowledge of you. Thank you for strengthening us with all might according to your glorious power. Thank you, Lord, for the resulting patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Father, our hearts are filled with gratitude for all that you have done for us. You have caused us to be participants in our inheritance in life. You have delivered us from the power of darkness. You have translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son, Jesus. Through the blood of Jesus, you have given us redemption and forgiveness of all our sins. Thank you, Father, for Jesus, who is the perfect image of you, Father. For Jesus reflects to us your very self. He is the firstborn of every creature, and by him all things in heaven and in earth were created. They were created by him and for him. Thank you for Jesus, Father. The word of God proclaims that Jesus is before all things, and by him all things hold together. He is the head of the body of Christ, the church. Jesus is the beginning. He is the first and the last. He is Alpha and Omega. We are so thankful, Father, that it pleases you to let all fullness dwell in the Lord Jesus. Thank you for his blood, which has made peace with you possible. Thank you that you receive the sacrifice which reconciles all things and us to you. Through his great redemption, we can be made whole. We can find our completeness in him. In every part of our lives, Father, we ask you to help us to give Jesus first place in all things. Thank you for the wholeness that you have imparted to us. Thank you, Father, for strengthening us to transcend all of our limitations while accepting their existence. Thank you for breaking the yoke of perfectionism, which has kept us locked into an imaginary world rather than overcoming victory in the real world. Thank you for surrounding us with viable others who see the good in us and celebrate it. Thank you for your joy even amidst hard times. Nothing and no one has the power to complete us as persons except you, Father. Lord, you are our portion. You are essential to our wholeness. We are not complete without you. Far more than physical healing, Jesus gives a state of mind and peace of heart that guards our hearts and minds as we journey toward home. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Let me deal with this. I still have it. Oops. Well, just still. Ain't no G in that. No, there's no G in that word. No, not disgust like I'm sick of you. Not that. Never mind. I know not to ask you. No, that's the right
that's
word.
And disgust.
Yes, like have a conversation. Okay, then I left the letter out. But nonetheless, that's the bottom line. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Lord,
thank you. Amen. Oh, well, then that means my retainer got in the way again. Don't worry, you're going to understand the sermon just fine. I don't have to be the one that does that part. Amen. So today, saints, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. Yes, we've talked about him before, but we're going to talk about him again. This is going to be the 50th sermon in our archive about him. Yes. Saints, I'll ask you a question. How important is the Holy Spirit to you? Do you deliberately communicate with him? If not, then why not? If not, then why not? I have counted over 49 sermons in our archive on God the Holy Spirit and the believer's relationship to him. Yet there are persons in this congregation who are still not living in fullness of relationship with him. He remains the third person of the Godhead. Yes, he is God. Yes, you need him. No, your relationship with him is not based on your feelings. Perhaps you ought to recast some of those sermons in the archive so that you may mature in the things of God. These sermons teach you who the Holy Spirit is, how to be filled with the Holy Spirit, how to experience his power in your own life, and how to live the victories of life through his aid, and how to have your will under his control. That's a lot. This sermon is to bring this lack in your life to your attention. God is still waiting for you to choose to progress in this matter. Yes, God is waiting for you to act. So I ask again, is the Holy Spirit a real person to you? Are you conscious of a personal relationship with him? Do you experience a close communion and fellowship with him? If you are a saint whose favorite Bible teacher did not emphasize this in your recollection, so that you don't believe that this close relationship is required of you, now is a great time to repent of your sin. For those of you who are hesitant to embrace this relationship, you may repent of your sin as well. I do believe that you have not invested sufficient time in the scriptures to overcome your weakness of faith. The Lord has instructed me to tell you that you must repent. There is no road around it. To reject the Holy Spirit and who he is to the belief, and who he is to the believer is to see, cause serious damage to your spiritual life. Let me get that right. To reject the Holy Spirit and who he is to the believer is to cause serious damage to your spiritual life. You must finally come to realize that you are wrong in your attitude. The gospel does not have a cafeteria plan so that you can pick up and choose what you want to accept and what offends you and what you simply do not want. You need to come to grips with the truth that you must accept truth first before understanding sets in. Resisting truth is to resist God. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. If you are a person who only learns things the hard way, then your path will be difficult also. Why? Because your rebellion is still your friend. Perhaps lack of knowledge is hindering you. All right, then email me at gproom@outlook.com and I will respond. But those who cling to rebellion have some soul searching to do. So once again, we will examine the truth of the Word of God. Yes, God the Holy Spirit is indeed a person. He has superior knowledge. You don't know more than him, all right? Let's get that established. You do not know more than him. He thinks. Yes, he outthinks you. Know that. He understands. He understands far beyond you. He can feel and he can love. The Holy Spirit has a will. He can act and make decisions. He can put his will into action. Yes, he has all of these capabilities and far, far, far more. In 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, beginning with verse 9. 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, beginning with verse 9. Okay. 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, beginning with verse 9. But as it is written, I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. So, we know what we know about the things which God has concealed from others is because the Holy Spirit has let us know about them. There are things that are coming to pass not too far from now, that we know about these things because the Holy Spirit has let us know. Think about that. He's let us know. The Holy Spirit searches deep things of God for our benefit, not because he doesn't already know. It's for our benefit. No one can really know what another person is thinking or what he is really like except the person himself. No one knows God's thoughts except God's Spirit. This passage tells us plainly that the Holy Spirit knows and that he has intellect, and his is not destroyed through corruption. His intellect has no corruption at all. He is perfect in every way. He is perfectly complete in every way. Corruption has never touched him. Amen? The Holy Spirit knows the deep things of God and all that is in the Father, all that is of divine truth that is in the Father is understood and known by the Holy Spirit. Since he knows, he can decide to reveal what he knows concerning God. Since the Holy Spirit is able to teach the things of Christ because he's our teacher, that's one of the things I've taught you, and he can decide to reveal the things of the Father and Jesus the Son, it is because he is the one who knows the things of God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Amen. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. When you come to Christ, He seals you. Sort of like a government seal. You've been set apart and designated for the day of redemption. That's part of his administrative work in the kingdom of God. Amen. So, I also want to say that the Holy Spirit has vast emotional capacity. No, he does not act like the saints. He does not have pity parties or wallow in emotion, and neither should we. Grief is an emotion. It is most closely related to sorrow. The truth and the fact that the Holy Spirit can become grieved is the eye-opening that many of us need. He maintains the emotional capacity that may be wounded by sins against his heart. Yes, we should all mature in sensitivity with the Holy Spirit, lest we bring sorrow to his heart. We ought to be so dependent upon him that we would not want to grieve him for any reason ever. The Holy Spirit has the capacity for laughter, joy, and peace as well. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Really? Yes. In that passage, it was talking about the gift. As the administrator of the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit determines which gift each person gets. So now I have this to say. For those of you that have been envious or jealous or covetous of gifts that you have seen in someone else, your envy, jealousy, and covetousness was at war with God, because the Holy Spirit made the determination and saw to it that it was carried out. That comes from the executive realm. Let me say it that way. That's not something you can pick and choose. You're not going through the gifts of the Holy Spirit catalog and you're going to pick this and you're going to pick that and you're going to pick the other. Not. He's already decided, chosen, and taken care of it. Amen. Amen. So all of you that have walked in all those envies and jealousies and covetousness, repentance is yours. Amen. Perhaps we should all pay him the respect that he is due. The selection and distribution of gifting is a result of an act of the will of the Holy Spirit of God. He gives the gift and decides which one each of us should have. No, he doesn't make mistakes. He's perfect. So we can conclude that the Holy Spirit loves us because he selected gifts for everyone. The angel of the Lord spoke to Gideon in Judges chapter 6, verse 12. Judges chapter 6, verse 12. Judges chapter 6 and verse 12. Judges chapter 6 and verse 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Now, if we recall the story correct, the historical account in the Bible, Gideon was scared to death of the Midianites and some other folks. He was hiding out. But he was told that the Lord is with him. And he was told that he was a mighty man of valor. Have you ever had someone see something in you before you did? Perhaps it was a teacher or a mentor or a friend of the family, but they saw a talent, a skill, or an ability in you that you didn't even know you had, and they told you about it. It's nice when that happens because you are empowered to live up to their expectations. You rise to a higher level simply because someone believes in you. This is the work of God the Holy Spirit. This is the work of God the Holy Spirit. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. So many little things in your life have turned out right because he saw to it. Even things that normally would have gone wrong, they were set on a course to go absolutely wrong, but it didn't. Appreciate him. Appreciate his work. He brings it all together for us. And he does it in excellence. After giving our thoughts to these scriptures, we now see that the Holy Spirit has intellect and he has God knowledge. He has emotional capacity, he can love, and his love can be sinned against. He can make divine decisions and bring them into reality. He is not an influence, nor is he a power emanating from God. Nor is he a manifestation of God's personality. You are a person. The Holy Spirit is a person. You have a personality. The Holy Spirit has a personality. As humans, we need a defense against the enemy within us, our flesh. Our conscious, voluntary dependence upon God the Holy Spirit is that defense. I want you to realize something, that Jesus had to die. His flesh had to be torn apart. The veil had to be ripped from heaven to earth so that Jesus could go back and take his blood before the throne of God so that the Father could send the Holy Spirit to us. There was no way for us to ever have the kind of contact with the Holy Spirit that we have now if Jesus had not died. If he had not gone through everything he went through and taken his blood back with him to present before his Father the sacrifice that was needed, there would be no sending the Spirit of God and no day of Pentecost either. We'd be on our own. Isn't that a tragedy? So for us to shun the Holy Spirit and not think he's that important and not interface and interact with him and not communicate with him, that's a great atrocity in heaven. You see, if you speak against the Holy Spirit, Jesus says you're not going to get forgiven. It's that important. How we treat the Holy Spirit matters a lot more than we think it does. And this 50th sermon in this ministry on the Holy Spirit is to bring that to our attention. We're slacking on that relationship. And we need to improve. We need to repent, and we need to improve. And we are capable of doing that. You can't act like, as I've said before, that he's the wind on a cloud. Please, be serious. Everything that you see the Godhead doing in the scriptures, the Holy Spirit is right there in it. I remember telling you all that you had this idea in your head that the Father kicked Satan out and Jesus was over in the corner somewhere doing something else. No, he wasn't. This is a Godhead function. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit kicked him out. And it wasn't pretty either. Nobody opened the door for him. Let me say it that way. You have to get your thinking a little more in line with truth. Amen? The Holy Spirit is not an afterthought. You need to go back in your scripture. You really do. You need to see it on the page for yourself. That nothing has happened without him being fully involved. In fact, you can't get to heaven without him. So for those of you that have this bright idea that you can live like you want to live, and at the last second you can just tell God, oh, I'm sorry, I've got news for you. You need to actually go back and read what the Bible said, because what Jesus said, he means. And a lot of Christians live that way. I can pretty much just do what I want to do as long as I don't do this, this, and this. And when I die, they'll stand up at my funeral and claim I went to heaven and that's where I'll be. I've got news for you. It does not work that way at all. You know, in Revelation, and we get to that scripture about the second death, and I read to you the entire category, and I say to you, if you find yourself in any of these categories, by all means, get out. He means those in those categories are going to go to the second death. He's not joking. The Bible says that we are to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, and he means that. This is not a casual thing. You can't throw Jesus in with all your other idols. You know, on Sunday, it's Jesus. On Monday, it's your job. On Tuesday, who knows? It doesn't work that way. He's either foremost, first place, above all, or you're in idolatry. If there's any part of your life at all that challenges his Godhead, you're in idolatry and rebellion. So he must be first. There is no other position. He's God. He doesn't take a back seat to anybody or anything. And all through the Old Testament, you see the children of Israel having to go through that same lesson, that same cycle, over and over and over and over again. Well, these scriptures were written for our learning. Why? So that you don't do what they did. You can't take Jesus and throw him in a pot with all your life and all the things that you think they're important and just stir him in there. No, dear, it's not like that. He is the sovereign Lord. And you need to give him the preeminence in your heart. He needs to have first place in your heart. There should be no competition with your family, your money, that's his money, your life, that's his life, or your anything else. If there is, you're an idolater. There should be nothing and no one that you love more than God. And that's just the way it has to be. Because really, that's the way it is. As I was saying, in Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans. Chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, God the Holy Spirit, they are the sons of God. So if he can't lead you, aren't you forfeiting your sonship? If you will not allow him to lead you, aren't you forfeiting sonship? Yes, our conscious, voluntary dependence upon God, the Holy Spirit, is our defense against our own corruption and carnality. The only defense against the enticements of the world that a Christian has is a conscious dependence upon God, the Holy Spirit. Jude, verse 24. Revelation, go back a page, you're there. Jude, verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Do you want him to keep you from falling? Do you want him to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy? Okay, then you have to have a viable relationship with him. If you really want him to keep you from falling, like I was telling you, that that carpenter was falling through the roof. If you want him to pull you out and present you faultless, you have to have a viable communication and relationship with him. All right. As Christian humans on the earth, we need spiritual power, which is greater than the power of Satan. Jesus tells us he's given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. Well, where do you think the power is coming from? You don't push a button and get it. Who do you think is going to supply you with the power? Nobody wants to answer the question, Jesus. It's not a trick question. It's not a trick question. Church, it is not a trick question. We've been talking about the answer. We have songs about the power of the Holy Ghost. Stephen didn't stand up on his own when he was getting stoned to death. He had power from somewhere and someone. Go back and read that passage when Stephen was being stoned. You'll see. You need to see that yourself. See, you read the scriptures and you just little on, okay, period. You go to the next line, period. No, you have to think about what you're reading. Amen? Mm-hmm. All right. Paul teaches in the epistles that Satan has an organized system of which he is the head. And as our adversary, he is always determined to bring about our destruction. That's why we have 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. That's why the Holy Spirit put it in the Bible. That's why we have 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, notice he didn't say it was his adversary. He said it's your adversary. The devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. We enter into defeat when we come into agreement with failure. We enter into defeat when we come in agreement with failure. There's no failure in the Holy Spirit anywhere. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19. So we have this adversary, the devil. We have this corrupting influence in our life, too. And we need power from on high to deal with both. Verse 19, Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. You need the Holy Spirit. You have spiritual warfare every day. You need him to lift up a standard against your enemy, against your adversary. against all that comes against you. You can't afford to neglect your fellowship with him. So, in this scripture, we have an explanation about us entering into defeat and failure. The Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, shall lift up a standard against Satan. In verse 21, Isaiah 59, verse 21, it reads, "As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord, my spirit that is upon thee." My spirit that is upon thee? Yes, the Holy Spirit. My spirit that is upon thee, the Holy Spirit, and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Well, now, how are those words going to get in your seed's mouth? Because all they're repeating is what they find on TikTok. But God's promises are true, and they do not fail. So who's going to bring this about? Your children give you lip service. So who's going to correct those lips? Think about this. He is all throughout Scripture with intimate contact with God's people. Saints, we must come to know the power and the personality of the mighty third person of the Godhead. It's not optional. He is far more than, as some have said, an influence fighting in our behalf. He is only a mystery to those who do not know him. He is our defense and our strength and our so much more. Your instructions are as follows. Get in the archive, get in the scripture, and come to know him, saints. Amen?
Amen.
God is serious. We can't be slacking. Amen?
Amen?
We can't be slacking on this. And we have been. Amen? We can't be slacking. We can't have so much to do that we don't have time to converse with him. This is serious. This is very serious. So I want you to think about it. And I want you to go in the archive. Out of those 50 sermons, you can find one, can't you? That's a lot of sermons. Pastor Pat preached about half of them, and I preached the other half. So I'm certain that you can find one or two or maybe even three. And there's one in particular, that explains that the Holy Spirit can become your enemy. That's a real good one. I don't suggest that you incur such a situation. It's quite detrimental. Amen?
Amen.
That's not wise at all. That's foolishness to the max. Amen?
Amen.
So we're going to do that. And that's right, Stacy. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get in the archives. And if I think about it, I may post one or two or three in the chat room for you to help you out. Now, for those of you who have cleaned out your house lately, I posted the scripture yesterday in the chat room. I posted the sermon yesterday. Mm-hmm, it's sitting right there for those who want to find it. It's right there. And I posted something else. I'm forever posting something. We won't talk about that other thing. Praise the Lord. It's there. It's there. God wants us to get our act together a little better than we got it. Not that we don't have anything together. We just need to do a little more. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm thankful to him for helping us when we get a little slack in the wrong place. Some of us have busy schedules, but we have to have priorities. Amen. We have to have priorities. And God has to be first. God must be first. When God is first, a lot of other things start to work out. They just sort of work themselves out, it seems. But you see, that's actually the Holy Spirit. That's actually the Holy Spirit moving. See, when we move into obedience, he does other things too. The more we obey, the better off we are.
Amen.
Truly. Because this is what brings glory to God, our obedience. Unfortunately, there are people who go by the name, call themselves Christians, and obedience is not what's on their mind. I feel for them. I hope before they take their last breath, they come to their proper senses. Because it won't be funny if the next day the Holy Spirit says, up, and we're out. I had to deal with one of my technicians one day. We were working on New Year's Day, I think. And she had been out to the club. And her mother had asked her, pleaded with her not to go. Well, you know how hotheads are. They do what they want to do. So she went to the club. Well, somewhere in the midst of the music, you hear gunfire. And the man that was standing right next to her hit the floor. Not because he was dodging a bullet, because he got hit. So we were talking about that. And I reprimanded her for not obeying her mother. I reminded her that her rebellion almost cost her her life because the bullet that hit him could have hit her. See, that's too close to come to death. That's just too close. Being a hard head and thinking you're smart and thinking you can outsmart your parents and get away with something could cost you your life. She was at the wrong place at the wrong time, and she almost died being there. That happened in Orlando, too, you know. They had this nightclub. You hanging out, you not gay, but your friend gay, and you going to the gay club with your gay friend. You crazy. You're just out of your mind. Because some of those people didn't come out of there alive. Let me tell you, the decisions you make make the difference. Don't think you can get away with anything. You can't. You have an adversary. And he's coming after you. So don't think you can disobey God, disobey the word, disobey your parents, and come out on top. It's just not going to work. There are a lot of people, young people, who should still be alive, but they're dead today. Why? Because they were doing the wrong thing with the wrong people at the wrong time, and they knew they were wrong. It's not a matter of, well, this is okay. No, they knew they were wrong. They knew they were wrong. And so they decided to do it anyway. Well, do it anyway can get you killed. If you're planning to do one of those do it anyway things, have the decency to sit down with your parents and get some burial insurance. Go out to the cemetery and you all pick you out a plot so they can start saving up their pennies and dollars and quarters to pay for it. Because rebellion has an end. Amen? Oh, I can get away with it just this once. It's a lot of dead people that didn't make it to 25 because they tried to get away with it just this once. Some people thought they could try cocaine just this once. And a lot of them aren't here anymore. There is no temptation that has come to you that is not common to mankind. But he will, with the temptation, make a way of escape so that you can bear it. And since you know that, you have no excuse. Praise the Lord. Father, we want to thank you for this word today. And for bringing to our attention what we ought to do. We thank you for the armor of God. We thank you that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you that you supplied all of our need according to your riches and glory, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We cast down every imagination. We cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. We thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all his evil angels, even evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timing, decisions, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority, dominion, and power over the intimidation that comes when people are attacked and they are not prepared. Attacks through the cyber world. And then the resulting blackmail. And the resulting shame and guilt. That sometimes leads to the resulting suicide. We take authority, dominion, and power over the cycle of death that has been released upon the young people in Jesus' name. And we break that cycle in the name of Jesus. We break that cycle in the name of Jesus Christ. We break that cycle in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his agents, and his wicked powers. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We take authority, dominion, and power over the works of the devil, and we bind them in Jesus' name. We bind forced feedback, cyber stalking, cyber sex crimes, pornography, demonic curiosity, bewitching spirits which manipulate modern technology, pulse microwave radiation attacks designed to cause neurological problems, brain injuries, debilitating headaches, vertigo, binding directed energy microwave weapons, binding all vibrations which are demons, binding electromagnetic attacks, smart technology attacks, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. Amen? We want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for helping us. We want to thank you, Lord. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places, in every place. We in Jesus' name, we release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking, reporting, watchers, listeners, peeps, whisperers, familiar, electronic, digital, and technology demons and their attacks. We bind all Leviathan attacks in Jesus' name, all brainwashing and kundalini spirits and their attacks, water and marine spirits and their attacks, sex devils and their attacks, all unclean spirits and their attacks, all passive devils and their attacks, all sorcery devils and their attacks, all pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation and artificial intelligence, smart dust and dream spirits in Jesus' name, all seducing, womanizing, whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger in their attack. Amen. All the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons, all whoredom spirits in their attacks, all the voices of the stranger, the charmer, and the seducer in their attacks, all targeted radio frequency, all pulse weapons in their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks, and the work of every druid. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, mystic rituals and their intents. We bind all microwave frequency weapons, 5G and components, everything coming as a weapon against us from outer space, from any other galaxy, from any other planet or star or solar system in Jesus' name, or satellites, man-made satellites that have been sent into outer space to spy on us, to hurt us, to harm us. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We bind any stations that have been placed on a planet for the purpose of sending beams against us in Jesus' name. And anything from that realm coming through our electronic devices, through the cell towers, or through any receptor on earth, we bind your attack in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bind Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, North American, South American, everywhere, indigenous groups, tribal groups, groups we don't even know of, groups that are human groups, but their whole purpose is against the Lord Jesus Christ and his agenda. Amen. We overturn and empty all the cauldrons and the chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the sender. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind Caribbean, Latin American, and Jamaican black and white magic in Jesus' name. We bind every form of magic and occult and witchcraft that's done in Haiti in the name of Jesus. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits, which take animals, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind hyperactivity, racing mind, inattention, impulsivity, low levels of dopamine in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse, devils, satanic worship, witchcraft dedications, and all rituals done on the phases of the moon. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own web. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, and human reasoning and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind Mammon and his agents, and we bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, monitor, track, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, bewitch, tranquilize, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind the shedding of injected persons upon us. We return in Lucy's attack to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools, the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind food lust, addictions, and gluttony. We bind false flags. We return to sender according to the covenant. All in every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, psychic weapon, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, blood rituals, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. We send back every sacrifice done by our Queen of the Coast in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid the intent to manifest in Jesus' name. This includes every work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work or sin against us, astral projection, sending demons to us to work against us, and against that all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person or unrighteous event left behind, binding the inordinate use of conjugal rights, returning to sender all witchcraft attacks through channeling and the satellites against the website, the app, and the broadcast, binding all abortions as a magical ritual, binding all Cameroonian wizardry, black magic, juju, hexes, vexes, spells, and such, all tribal witchcraft, especially started by an Obeda man or a shaman, in Jesus' name, return to sender. All Chaldean witchcraft, return to sender, binding all covens, cults, conclaves, and cabals, in the name of Jesus, and any other organization or group that is under the umbrella of the Illuminati and in conjunction with them and the globalists, in Jesus' name. Binding all Spanish and Mexican witchcraft, return to sender in Jesus' holy name. Breaking and destroying our social, emotional, and psychological ties with food and drink, which are displeasing to Jesus Christ. Binding superficial religious acts, every act of sexual sin. Binding magic spells for love, money, protection, black magic, white magic, candle magic, hoodoo, root work, lucky charms, high magic, and folk magic spells. Binding the demons of energies, boomeranging their wicked works upon them. Binding all magical language, magic signs, and magic patterns, even in numbering. Binding synchrony. Binding and caging Poseidon and stripping him of his crown and throne and powers, not only him but all other underwater demons, and returning their powers to Jesus Christ. All powers belong to God. All power belongs to God. Binding all conjurations and summoning of demons. Binding Jewish black magic mysticism, magic writings, magic artifacts, binding the essence of magic and Jewish magic by practitioners, amulets, bowls, precious stones, incantations, divining practices, magic spells, potions, binding all blockages to righteous spiritual reception. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, Great Reset, make-believe, fantasy, fables, enchantments, La La Lands, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressor and the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power of the King of Pride and all of his underlings in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we can disconnect from mom all of those demonic rituals, sacrifices, ceremonies that are coming against her life in the name of Jesus. We return them to the senders in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid anyone to get a promotion in Satan by trying to kill her in Jesus' name. Runga de la brasa la radioso da break it, break it, break it, break it, break it. Runga de la brasa la radioso de la brita de radioso la radiasan de la break. Ruka de la brasa la radioso riquisa da broca de la radiasan de la break. Rica de la brosa la radioso regita da manasha da brasa ta. Father, we ask that you release your angels in warfare against them in the name of Jesus. Runga de la brasa la radioso da brica de radiase. Raka ta ringa de risa da broca de la brasa la la. Runga de la brusha kiata rekete na manasa. Rike de la brusha la riese de la brike de derro kohura. Ruka de la brasa de la brekiasa. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, we ask that you place your hand on mom and complete her healing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ruba baba kushe re le de dios urra ka she da da ro koto ro bre. Chi rishi de la brusa le di Dios uta da breche de la rosa ta rechisa ta de de ruca de la bracota rucuhure le asande de briche de di Dios ura. We bind the King of Pride and all of his underlings in the name of Jesus. We bind all human, demonic, blood, sexual, financial, animal, food, fecal, and soulless sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, apathy, unyielding, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, idle mind, unfocused mind, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, violence, and temptation to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Molech, Baselet, Python, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Kali, all gods and goddesses, Osiris, Isis, On, and all false deities, Mammon, Atlas, and Baphomet, and his 72. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness. We send you into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and psychic weapons, promptings, codes, triggers, charms, tumors, designs, signals, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual, rite, ceremony, pledge, or pact in the name of Jesus. We bind the rituals, the brotherhood, the lodge, the craft, the worship, the grip, Freemasonry, their charter, the rituals of every secret society, and the associated organizations in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, glory, and honor. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, that entity, that witch that keeps sending death spirits to me, they are now returned to sender in the name of Jesus Christ, according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the victory. We undo the works. We did that part. Okay, we bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the insanity, pride, and foolishness of our own opinions and the work of error. We bind being misled and misleading others. We return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We renounce and
denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief, and Father, we ask you to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Keep us from making unrighteous soul ties, Lord. Caution us as we begin. Lord, we come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. Father, prepare us for the truth that you want to give us that we are not yet ready to receive. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. We're binding all electromagnetic energy pollution, binding and returning to sender all electromagnetic witchcraft, binding magical fantasy movies and TV shows, binding the unreality and escapism of the Hallmark Channel shows, binding the pathways to the sins to the mind in Jesus' name. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Father, we take authority, dominion, and power over every demon that has followed us, hitchhiked with us, was sent to us, transferred to us. We command them, be bound, and we leave us now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Even those spirits coming through the web pages on the computer, coming through the computer lines or through our phones. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and elsewhere, kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere, especially those that are being persecuted, imprisoned, and the January 6th prisoners. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Father, we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus, and we cover our modes of transportation, Father. We thank you that you have already released your angels before us, and your word has gone before us to make a way. We thank you, and we give you praise. We cover ourselves and our property with the blood of Jesus. We declare our property to be holy ground. We take authority over demons of the day and night, any spirit coming in our dreams. We pierce it through with the sword of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Nightmares, sex dreams, anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams, we command them to stay away. We thank you, Lord, for your giant warrior angels that protect us and our property as we sleep. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for warring, linking angels. We thank you for praising angels, but most of all, we thank you for your spirit, for your presence in our midst, because you declare that when two or three of us are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for coming to church. Amen. Come anytime, anytime at all. We pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, witchcraft, curses, and anything sent to us from the demonic realm, and we return it from whence it came. We bind the demons in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep, and we close every open door to the demons. We cut, burn, destroy, and all ungodly silver cords and ley lines and sever from ourselves, all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and all of the forms of agreement with the demonic realm. We tear down and destroy walls of protection around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, nanotechnology, shamans, globalists, sorcerers, divinators, and liars in Jesus' name. We break the power of every charm, love spell, vex, hex, curse, fetish, voodoo, magic, sorcery, brain frequency meditation, mind control, jinxes, potions, bewitchments, and death, pain, sickness, tormented, psychic powers and psychic warfare, ungodly blessings, incantations, candle burn, incense and candle burning, chantings, root work, hoodoo, crystals, tribal rituals, and sin in Jesus' name. We cut ourselves free in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Father, there are some of us that come from different backgrounds, and from these different backgrounds and cultures, there was demonic works, demonic artifacts, and all such things. We ask, Lord, as you instructed me to put the house emergency house cleaning sermon in the chat room, that all of us that you want, that you are sending in this direction, will go recast that broadcast and go through our belongings and clean out those things that are offensive to you. They attract demons and problems in Jesus' name. We return to sender spirits of hate, bitterness, murder, envy, jealousy, wizardry, sorcery. Thank you, Lord. We send them right back in the name of Jesus. Spirits of blindness, bondage, heaviness, fear, and hate. Amen. We break the yokes of the enemy upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, any area where we need to repent and we're still walking in a day, thank you for coming together in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve such a good God. We ought to be so grateful for everything he does for us, because we would not make it through this life without him. Amen. We couldn't make it without him, without his power, without his mercy, without his grace. We are nothing. Okay? Remember, we are dust. Don't forget that part. We are still dust. At the funeral, they say, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Amen. Rise for the benediction. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, let me get down here. Okay. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. And everyone said, amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Pastor loves you. Pay attention. God has things to say to us. Now, if you're one of those individuals that haven't been having the proper relationship with the Holy Spirit, it would help if you apologize for your past behavior. Amen?
Amen?
It would help. That's just a tip, but I would take that tip if I were you. It helps when you apologize and then ask for forgiveness. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you. Pastor loves you. Talk to you on Wednesday.
Just a child.